You've heard the reading of the word this week. I know that's one of those words that many of us are familiar with, at least the 31st verse, when it talks about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. My, my, my. Anybody ever had to wait upon the Lord to renew your strength? They shall mount up on wings like eagles, run and not be weary. That sounds good to me. And walk and not faint. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we are so grateful and thankful, Lord, for yet another time, another opportunity that we could just come into your house of prayer. That we could come into your presence, God, and give your name honor and glory. Lord, I bless you for those who are here under the sound of my voice and Pastor Key's voice this morning. We pray that something will be said that will touch their hearts in a way that when they leave here or when they get off of Facebook, that they will not be the same, that they will be forever, ever grateful for your word and how it produces something good in your people. So we thank you again, oh God. And I ask, Lord, that you will hide me behind your cross, that you will help all of us to remember that the grass withers and the flower fades, but it is your word that stands forever. And all the people just said amen. Amen, amen, and bless you, Jesus. Certainly is good to be in the house this morning. Thank you all for holding everything down in our absence on last week when you all had your Zoom worship. Thank you, Reverend Jay, for the word. You can't stay here, is what she was telling the people who were under the sound of her voice on last week. And so I thank you all for your participation and for helping that service to be what it was to so many. So the last time that Pastor Keith and I were here was, I believe, the first Sunday in this month of September, and we talked about the wilderness of waiting, and we called that one part one, and so because we know how to count, this is part two. Amen. Amen. I got it like that. And so when we were together, we did bring up the whole topic of waiting. And you know, just to kind of, you know, talk about it for a second, waiting. Somebody trying to get in? Or they just getting in the window? So when we talk about waiting, talk, you know, just at a basic level, you know, just me and you, just talking about waiting. For most of us, I think we would probably say it's not our favorite thing to do. Many of us don't find waiting as part of our strong suit. If somebody said, well, what is it that you do well? Waiting probably wouldn't be at the top of the list. Am I right? Am I getting it so far? Most of us despise waiting. Now, we can put up with a lot of stuff, Minister Karen, as long as it does not involve having to wait. Think about it. Just think about it. I'm just talking to us. Just us in the room. And so as we talk about waiting in traffic, see, so for some people, road rage, she kicks right in, right? I'm not going to wait here. As a matter of fact, I saw a clip on the news as they were doing a story about people not waiting for the bus, you know, because the children are gone back to school. And so the people are trying to get people to understand that they have to wait when the little lights are flashing. And come on, Sister Sylvia, I know you can help me out here. And the little stop sign comes out on the side of the bus. Or they have some kind of bar that swings out to say, just don't go. Well, a lot of people don't think that that pertains to them. They think that they can go on anyhow. And so they showed the clip of the person who just decided that they would just go all through the grass just to get away from the school bus so they did not have to wait. Waiting. Not something that we take great pleasure in. Think about at the grocery store. How many of you all look to see the shortest line? The fastest cashier, so that you don't have to wait. My goodness. Think about when you go to the doctor's office. How long am I going to have to sit here and wait for the doctor? It makes your blood pressure go up. By the time you get to the back and they try to take your pressure, they gotta take it 2 or 3 times to see if they can really get an accurate reading because you didn't like the wait. And you know, sometimes it just makes people rude. It makes us angry. And sometimes it makes us say things that we wouldn't normally say, using words that's not normally in our vocabulary. Amen, somebody. Yeah. We've seen it. We've heard it. We've done it a time or two ourselves. Come on now. That's just how it is. But what is it about waiting that produces such anxiety in us? And then the anxiety turns into annoyance, and then annoyance into frustration. I mean, it just snowballs and snowballs. And I think that we could give you a number of negative aspects or effects associated with waiting. The society upon which we live does not tolerate waiting too much.
That's right.
Most of today's inventions, Minister Matt, helps us to speed up life a bit, right? The microwave, when it was invented, helped us so we didn't have to put things in the oven because all of a sudden the oven just seemed to take too long. Amen. So we didn't have to wait. Our cars are faster. Come on, somebody. Our computers are faster, and you all know that online orders can get to you. You order it today. It can be at your house today. That's how we have set it up so that we don't have to wait. In our minds, faster is better. But if we would scan through the Bible, I'm just trying to help us to understand this. If we would scan over God's word, we would soon figure out that waiting is something that God uses often to produce something in his children.
All right.
Uh-huh. I'm going to remind you that Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years before Isaac came along. Hannah had to wait years for Samuel, you all remember. Joseph had to wait 13 years after being put in a pit and a prison before he ever got his promotion. Moses waited 40 years before he was able to lead the children not into the promised land, but at least to the promised land. Now, David waited 15 years after being anointed king before becoming king. Ruth waited for a husband. I believe they call that man Boaz. And Jesus waited 30 years before his ministry began. I just was scanning and checking some things out, and I found sources that says that the Bible mentions waiting over 100 times. If God it mentions a subject that many times, my brothers and sisters, it must be a reason for it. There must be something good that can come from it. Last time we were together and we talked about the wilderness of waiting. We mentioned that wilderness of waiting, that place where we prefer not to be. It can be a place of divine communication. We said it could be a place of divine preparation and divine revelation. And so today I'm going to take you to look at those three areas just quickly. And then Pastor Keith will come. Because when we look at divine communication, when we are in that wilderness of waiting, most of us tend to seek God more. Am I right about it? When we find ourselves in what feels like that holding position or that holding pattern, when we want to talk to God and see what the holdup really is, we take more time to talk to him. In other words, waiting will increase our prayer life. All right. Yeah, I'm telling you something good that can come from the wilderness of waiting. We want to talk to God. We want to hear from him. Most of us are asking the question, how long, God? How long? How long, God, must I be in this bad job with this bad boss and all these unsaved co-workers? How long will I need to be in this miserable marriage or this never having enough money cycle? God, when will this end? The thing about waiting is that it causes us to feel uncertain about our future. And since God knows our future, since he is the one who knows the plans he has for us, then it causes us to have that little talk with Jesus, because he will be the one that will give us the direction we need, the assurance that we are seeking. And praise God, he could be the one that will calm our nerves. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I spend time in prayer, even if I'm nervous or upset about a situation, by the time I finish in that prayer time, I have a whole different thought pattern about whatever it was that was concerning me. Having that divine communication, and I don't know how you see it, but aren't we blessed to be able to go to the creator of the universe and talk about whatever is on our hearts? Oh, that's a good place for us to be, especially when we are in the wilderness of waiting. The second thing that we talked about was that divine preparation. You see, God always gives us time to prepare for his assignments that he has for us. So don't be surprised when you find yourself in the wilderness of waiting, because God is working on you. I don't know about you. Until we understand sometime why God has us do the things that he has us to do, sometimes we can get real, real, real upset. But can I tell you that in that divine time of preparation, God is building our faith. Most of us want our faith to increase. We ask God, increase our faith. But we don't always agree with how God will bring about the increase. Am I right about it? The thing I learned about this, Reverend Jay, is that when God chooses a way to build our faith, he don't take my vote. He don't ask me how I'd like to see this thing being played out. He don't ask for the committee to get together. He don't try to see my opinion. Neither does he work by common consensus. But what I love about him, I've learned to love about him, is because he knows me and he knows what's going to work best in my life. He will do what he needs to do to get the best results. Yes. That's what we love about Jesus. Yes. The other thing that that time of preparation will do is it helps us to trust God like, ooh, they ain't on the same page. Somebody said they ain't even in the same book. What we want, when we want, and what God does and how he does and when he does is often, hallelujah, not even in the same kind of stratosphere. We be like, God, don't you know what time it is? God, don't you know I'm getting older? God, don't you know I can't afford? And God is saying, just hold on. Just hold on. Again, because he knows what is best for us. And so when we learn to trust in his timing, it prevents us from moving ahead of him or lagging too far behind him. Right. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And it also helps us to see situations from God's point of view. We need to learn to see things, right, from the way God sees them. That's what we do as we grow and mature in our spiritual journey. We don't just focus on how we see it, or we don't just focus on our thoughts and our perspective, but we understand that God has a perspective, and his perspective is always going to be greater than ours, better than ours, because God sees what? Our end from the beginning. And so when we learn to see his perspective, his viewpoint on it, then it helps us to wait just a little bit longer in that time of preparation. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you is that in that time of preparation, God is renewing our strength. Hallelujah. You all saw it in the text. What we read here is we see Isaiah talking to these people that are in exile. They're about to be in exile in Babylon. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be fun. However, he's telling the people, I will help you and strengthen you even in that time of you being away from the things you know, the people you know, the land you love. I will be with you so that you can find new strength. Every now and then we find ourselves in a wilderness place that will zap us from our own strength. And we must be able to pull on the strength of our Lord and Savior who will supply it for us daily, that we may be able to withstand the test, that we may be able to come out of the fiery furnace, that we may be able to stand up and move on a little further in him. Renewing our strength comes in that time of preparation. We need our strength renewed. Why? Because we're going to need to be able to soar high on eagles' wings. And I love it when the text talks about these eagles' wings, because those eagles are such a majestic bird. You know what I'm saying? Some birds are just downright ugly. Just ugly. But an eagle, that thing is majestic. He just kind of glides through the air.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's made for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. He does it so effortlessly. You know, it's no wonder that American bald eagle became the bird of our nation. Something special about that bird. And so the text is so specific. It just doesn't say get on the wings of a bird.
That's right.
It says on the wing of an eagle. Hallelujah. Because you can run and not get weary. How many of you all have gotten sometimes in a situation where it just makes you weary?
Yeah.
Makes you tired. And you don't know or don't think you can make it to the end. But the scripture says, and then we will be able to run, not be weary, walk, and not faint. Ah, that's what God's stuff will do for us when we are in our wilderness of waiting. And then the last thing we'll be able to do in our time of preparation is see God's power, his love, and his protection. See what the thing I love about it is when God gives you an opportunity to reflect back on what he's done for you.
Yeah.
And how he's done. When you thought that was the toughest time in your life, you will see how God's power kept you. How his love enveloped you. And how his protection protected you. Because trust me, the enemy is out there still trying to do what the enemy does. And that is, he's trying to kill, destroy us. Amen, somebody. He's trying to steal our everything, our joy, our strength, our fortitude, our love for God. He's trying to steal every bit of that. But we will look back and we will see that the Lord has just, he's just done it all. He's just an on-time kind of God. And my third thing I'm going to tell you is in that divine revelation. When you are in that time of seeking God in prayer, and when you get to a place where you're going to relax and allow God to prepare you, he is so bound to reveal to you more about who he is. You'll learn so much more about his power, his glory, and his unlimited strength. And I'm so glad this morning, come on, Pastor Keith, I'm so glad this morning that we can say that through our wilderness of waiting, that God will divinely communicate with us, he will divinely prepare us, and he will divinely reveal that which is pertinent to our lives and moving forward in him. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, Pastor Keith.
Amen, amen.
And so they that wait on the Lord shall not might, not possibly, but shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles, not turkeys, not chickens, not other kinds of ugly birds, as Pastor I said. They're going to mount up on wings like eagles, the majestic bird. They're going to walk and not be weary. They're going to run and not fall out, as we would say. I just wanted to stand in a little testimony, and I'll get out of your way. But this morning, I can go back and say thank you all for, first of all, being the loving family that you were when my sister was going through her illness and subsequent death on this side. But let me tell you something about that whole situation. She was waiting on the Lord. She was renewing her strength. You know, sometimes we believe that we need to pray and we can ask God to change the situation right now and make everything all right. Well, everything was made all right.
Yeah.
God knew exactly what he was doing. He took her out of a lot of her misery with her health problems and her issues that she was going through and the things that were bothering her day and night. And so she would often talk about they that wait. They that wait. They that wait. You and I have to wait on the Lord. And then we got to wait with a good courage and be of good cheer so that when we get on those wings of eagles, we can fly like the eagle flies and we can enjoy like the eagle enjoys and we can give God the glory like the eagle gives God the glory. I just want you to know today that she is flying high and I'm just in awe of what God can do. We pray that she would come back. And I know you've done this in your family, that she would, that your family member would come back and they would be in full health on this side again.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes they that wait get it on the other side.
Yes.
The healing comes on the other side.
Yes.
They don't have to wait on the devil to do his thing. All they have to do is wait on God to give them what they need. The kingdom of God is waiting for us. The kingdom of God is there for us. And one day, we, the people of God who remain, will be caught up to meet him in the air. See, Jesus is coming back, and he wants all of us who are the ones who are giving him glory to come and be giving him glory in the presence of his almighty will. And so God has said to us, when you're going through your wild thing,
yes,
when you're going through your wilderness, when you're going through your wilderness, whatever you want to call it, that he can still lift you up. Yes. He can still make you mount up on wings, yes, like eagles. And it's so good to know that on whichever side you're on, your strength can be renewed. God will renew you. God will bless you. And I bless you all for allowing us to feel your presence in this sad season. I know my father-in-law is in the hospital right now, but they're talking about releasing him. And so we want y'all to know that God is still answering prayer. That those that wait on him, all you got to do is wait. I don't know about y'all, but I've been waiting. And situation after situation. But when we wait, Brother Veronica, I know you know it because you talk about it in your songs and in your music and in your presence of preaching. And certainly Reverend Jay, certainly Minister Karen, and certainly Minister Matt, they all say that they're waiting on God. And that God has ruled the whole situation. And so ain't nothing like being with the Lord who tells us to wait. And we got a part three. We'll give you a little bit more of that next week. But right now, we're going to tell you, thank you, bless you, and give God the glory.